You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. On Wednesday, October 9th, a coalition of Knoxville community groups will ask mayoral candidates Eddie Manis and India Kincannon to support efforts to improve life in low-income neighborhoods. I recently spoke with two of the forum's organizers, LaKenya Middlebrook of the NAACP and Rick Held of Socially Equal Energy Efficient Development. Rick says the forum is the result of some surprising findings about Knoxville's low-income residents.
At the beginning of the year, we had been seeing a lot of flyers around the community for folks to get hired to be census takers. That kind of gave us the idea to kind of take a little bit of a dive at census.gov to see where do we stack up in terms of Knoxville's poverty. The eye-opener there was we knew that we had a pretty serious problem, but what we didn't know was how we stacked up against the rest of the region. And as it turns out, Knoxville has the highest rate of African-American poverty in the South at 42%. And we also have the highest overall poverty rate. We're actually tied with Memphis at 27% overall poverty rate in Knoxville.
And Memphis is a much larger city.
In terms of just raw numbers, there are more poor people in Memphis, but as a proportion of the overall population, we're the same at 27%. And so that wasn't kind of lining up with a lot of the make the better best rhetoric that we were hearing in the campaigns. And so we felt like we needed to collectively raise that awareness. So we gathered up a number of local organizations, neighborhood organizations that have a mission to work in the communities that we work in the inner city low-income communities. Let's see if we can do a survey about what's on people's minds in terms of what their biggest community concerns are. And so we developed what we call the Community Voices Survey, and we came up with about 25 issues for people, and we were asking them, we went door-to-door and asked folks, what are your top three concerns in the community? And so we had 25 different choices on there, plus a checkbox of other. But we had concerns everything from education to neighborhood walkability to unaffordable utilities. The survey really was the quote-unquote excuse for the Community Voices Coalition to come together in an informal way at that point.
LaKenya Middlebrook, let me turn to you now. Was there anything that came out of the survey that Rick just talked about that surprised you, or the results pretty much what you expected from these communities that were surveyed?
For me personally, I tried to go into it with an open mind. I know that we all have issues that we work on and that are important to us, but really the purpose of the survey was to determine what was important to the community. So I made no assumptions about what would be there. There were some things that, you know, we have been hearing around youth opportunities and violence and things like that, that we kind of expected to float to the top. But especially hearing the concerns around affordable utilities and housing and how important those things are to folks and how at the forefront of folks' minds those things are was really interesting. I think a lot of us kind of expected, you know, safety and economic issues, jobs and things like that to maybe kind of float to the top. But to see that the community is actually also thinking about sustainability and affordable utilities and their housing concerns was really enlightening.
That was in the spring of this year. Rick, earlier in September 5th, you held a follow-up, basically, forum. This was more in-person. People could go to the venue and continue to submit their input. Tell us a little bit about that event and what you learned from it.
Oh, sure. So once we gathered up all the data from the survey, to our knowledge, nobody's ever attempted to do a project at this scale, just focusing on the inner city communities like this. What we did was we invited back all the folks who took the survey to get their input on the top three issues that rose to the top from the survey. Now, the top three issues were gun violence, lack of youth opportunities, and unaffordable utilities. And by the way, gun violence was overwhelmingly the top choice. Two-thirds of the answers that came back out of those 699 surveys were gun violence was the number one concern. And so we took those top three issues and we invited folks who took the survey to come back and help us think through what kinds of programs and policies we would want to see implemented to address these issues. And out of that, we came up with a total of about a dozen different specific policy and program proposals that we'd like to see the next mayor work on with us to address those issues.
So then what's going to happen in the October 9th event is what exactly? Taking these actionable items to the two mayoral candidates, India Kincannon and Eddie Manis, what are you hoping to get out of that?
Well, first of all, we want to put a face on this data, right, on these stories. The folks that we're working with have some direct experience of gun violence and direct experience of not being able to afford their utilities. These folks know what a KUB pink slip is and, you know, what a cutoff notice is and have had to deal with those issues. And so we want to be able to set up our questions at the candidate forum first with stories from people who are having to deal with these issues firsthand. And then what we want to do is basically present what our ideas are for proposals and get to address these issues. And then we want the candidates to respond in terms of their level of commitment to work with us on those issues.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that's really important and kind of what drove this process is engaging folks who are not necessarily always represented in the process and it being a continual relationship building between their representatives and their government and those communities that they are supposed to represent and identifying the needs so that the folks who are most affected feel like they will continue to have a voice, and it gives an opportunity in doing it this way for our future mayor to come back to these communities and continue to engage with these communities on how we're making progress on these issues or addressing these issues or what other concerns are arising in your community.
So this conversation with Community Voices Coalition is intended to go on well past Election Day and into the term of whoever is elected.
Exactly. You know, we put a lot of focus and emphasis, as we should, on voting. But your engagement in the political process and the governance process and the policy and decision making that impacts our city and our county and our state does not stop at casting a vote. And for so many of our communities, especially the communities that we are engaging and trying to serve through this process, a lot of times they feel like they don't have a point of entry. They don't know where to start if they have an issue or a complaint. They feel like no one is listening to them. And so this process is designed to open that up and say, no, you have a voice. Your community has a voice. And you have a point of entry to be able to engage your elected officials, your mayors, your city council members, because they represent you just like they represent other folks in this community.
You've been hearing the voices of Rick Held of SEED, Socially Equal Energy Efficient Development, and LaKenya Middlebrook with the Knoxville NAACP. They're going to be participating in the Community Voices Coalition Mayoral Forum that takes place on the 9th of October at 6 p.m. at the Honey Rock Victorious Church. That's on Holston Drive in East Knoxville. Rick, LaKenya, thank you so much for coming in and sharing some time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.